Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. No, that's not the right one. It's a case in 1973. But before we do that, I should remind our listeners that Eric Waltman did appear on the Paracast on October 2nd, 2011, if you want to listen to the episode we did with our former co-host Chris O'Brien. And I think we're going to ask Eric if he'll return. In the meantime, you're telling us about this case as we approach the anniversary of it. Stan, go ahead.
I remember that day very well, October 25th, 1973. My hotline was jamming with UFO reports. There were many reports come in from throughout the state around that 24-hour period. But there was a telephone call that I received about 10:30 at night from a state trooper from the Uniontown State Police Barracks in Fayette County. I remember he sounded somewhat shaken, and he said he just came back from investigating this incident. He believed that there was very possibly something still up on this farm where the incident had taken place, and he wanted to know if I could get one of my teams up there as soon as we could. Well, it's already 10:30 at night, and that's a distance away, but we did. We got our team together. It took us a while. We got our radiation meters. We got our radios and other equipment, and we found our way up to Fayette County. When we got on the scene, we were able to meet the primary witness, and I believe his dad. It turned to a major investigation. It was a very detailed investigation. And found out about 9 o'clock that night in that rural community a few miles outside of Uniontown that you had 15 people. They observed this red sphere, this big red object about as big as a barn, about 100 feet off the ground. It's hovering there and is slowly beginning to move downwards. So the main witness in this case would be the son of the owners of the farm who was just coming down the farm road. He sees this huge red object in the sky. He sees people standing outside looking at this thing. He's looking at this thing. He decides to go to a neighbor's house, which had a better view to see what's going on. He goes up there, and it looks like this thing is going to land on his dad's pasture on his farm. There were two young boys in that house. They all decide, the three of them, they want to go up and see what this thing is. Before heading up to the pasture, they go over to his dad's farm. He grabs a .30-06, which, you know, is a pretty powerful weapon, and a handful of ammunition. He didn't realize it at that time, but in the handful of ammunition, he had two tracer bullets. So whenever you fire those tracer bullets, you just get that luminous trail. Anyhow, they're riding down the farm road in the truck. Dogs around the area are going crazy barking. They hear this high-pitched whining noise and these loud baby crying noises. As they get closer, all these sounds are getting louder and louder. They park their vehicle, they angle it, and they have the headlights on so they can see their path. But then they're realizing, they had never noticed this before, that it looked like the headlights were getting dimmer and dimmer, like something was draining the power. So they make their way up towards the pasture, and they finally get up there, and they couldn't believe what they saw. They said this thing, the object, that big red sphere, was now on the ground or right above it. It was no longer just a red sphere. It was a big white dome, about 100 feet or so in diameter. And it was making that loud whirling sound. But they were also hearing these loud, mournful baby crying sounds as well. And they're trying to figure out what the heck this thing is. So as they're watching this thing, and it's illuminating much of the area, there was also an odd smell, like a smell of burning rubber or something in the air. So they're looking at this thing, and about 75 feet away, their attention's drawn along the barbed wire fence. Along that barbed wire fence are these two tall, huge, hair-covered creatures, look very much like Bigfoot, one behind the other, slowly moving towards them. The one in front's about 8 feet tall. The one behind's about 7 feet tall. These things have kind of a brownish-gray hair, long, dark, matted hair hanging off the body. They had no apparent neck. The arms were hanging down almost to the feet. They said What really drew their attention was they had very large eyes that looked almost about the size of a 50-cent piece, but they were glowing green, bright, luminous green, the eyes. The creatures were walking very rigidly along the fence line, making those wailing sounds as they kept moving closer and closer. And anyhow, the one boy is so frightened, he ran out of the field. The other boy started yelling at him to the adult, shoot him, shoot him. So the fella fires his first shot over their head. That turned out to be one of those tracer bullets, so he just saw that luminous trail. The second shot was most intriguing. He fired the second shot, which was the second tracer. He fired towards the creatures. But what happened was the largest of the two creatures raised his right hand as though to reach out to grab that luminous tracer. It made a loud whining, crying noise, and the moment it did that, that huge, brilliant, glowing object in the field vanished. It didn't accelerate and take off on the ground. It just disappeared. So when it disappeared at that point, they also noticed that there had been luminosity around the ground where the thing had been. They heard that the whirling noise it was making ceased, and most of the luminosity was going around the area. They watched this thing. They heard creatures turn around and began to walk along a barbed wire fence, and they followed back towards the woods where they came from. At that point, the witness is firing. He fired three rounds from the 30-06 toward the creature. He's sure he hit the bigger one. He was a hunter for years and years, and he said he couldn't believe it because these apparently was no signs of any effect on the creature when he was firing into him with that high-powered weapon. I remember he told me until he passed away, he said, I'll never forget how that huge creature was staring at him as he's firing into him with his 30-06, and there's no effect on him whatsoever. So those two guys ran back to the truck, went back to the farmhouse, told the family what happened, took to the neighbors, and they called the state police. Trooper arrived 45 minutes later, as I recall, and the witness said, look, just forget about it. You're going to think I'm crazy. Trooper said, look, we had a report last night of two similar creatures up on the mountain. I have to investigate the reports. So they get up, and they go up in the troop car, and they go up in the area to look for evidence where the object had been on the ground. And anyhow, I interviewed the state trooper. He said when he got on the scene, the area where the object was on the ground was subluminescent glowing. He said it was about 100, 150 feet in diameter, that the glow extended up about 12 inches from the ground. I remember him saying he shined his flashlight beam into it. He could barely see it. He also stated, though, that the temperature inside the glowing area seemed a little warmer. And also he said that if he had a newspaper, he was pretty certain he could read the newspaper from the glow coming off the area. And then other things happened during the evening. And then stranger things happened during the night, which it's very long and involved to get into. But anyhow, there was a long investigation of that case. You may remember the name, the late Dr. Berthold Schwartz, who was a very well-known psychiatrist back in the 70s from New Jersey at that time, who was interested in the paranormal. He wrote several wonderful books. He spent a week up here investigating the case and went away convinced these people are all telling the truth.
I do remember Dr. Schwartz, by the way. I knew him very slightly, like I knew everybody in the 60s and 70s.
Well, I got to know him quite well. He was a wonderful gentleman, very smart person. He got involved in some of the cases I was investigating over the years and many others. He wrote some of these stories up in his books and reports on them, and it was an amazing time. But that's just a short part of the story. I wrote the whole thing up in my Silent Invasion book, but here's the interesting thing that you'll find interesting with the mystery men that showed up in the case. And we didn't know it till years later. It was back in the 1980s that during a general follow-up, sometimes it would be some major incident that I like to just follow up over the years with some of these witnesses and keep in touch with them. And anyhow, we went back to interview him back in the 80s. We never hypnotized him. We rarely did that with anybody. But we are considering now after so many years there were certain things that we were trying to figure out, and we just thought of that possibility. So my research associate and myself, who is now deceased, George Lutz, who was not the George Lutz on Amityville, by the way. He was a he was an Air Force pilot and officer. He did a lot of investigation with me. We went up to interview him again.
We'll tell you what. Let's hear about that interview, the results of that interview, in our next segment with Stan and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So let's get back to this, Stan. You went back, interviewed this person. What happened?
We go back to interview him in the 1980s, and we talked to him, and he said, you know, after so many years, we're just considering the possibility of doing some hypnosis with you. And he looked at myself and my associate, and he looked real strange. He said, well, why do you want to hypnotize me again? We said, well, what are you talking about? He said, well, back in 73 when all this happened, he said, you had your investigators and teams up here for weeks interviewing me and looking around the area and things like that. And he said, there was these two fellows that showed up, and he said, I always thought they were connected with your group. I said, well, what happened? He said, the one man was in a dark suit. The other man was in an Air Force uniform. And the man in the Air Force uniform had a briefcase. And he said, they wanted me to go over again all the details of what I saw, what I experienced, what took place. And then the Air Force officer opens the briefcase and pulls out photographs of UFOs and Bigfoot. And they wanted him to pick out the pictures that looked similar to what he had observed that night. And apparently after that, they did hypnotize him. After that, they told him, thank you very much. We believe your story. We'll be in touch with you. And, of course, he never heard from him again. And, of course, we tried to follow up on that. As you recall, Project Blue Book closed officially in January 1970. This is 1973. And apparently nobody knew who these fellows were. We never were able to figure it out.
Did you attempt to do any follow-up interviews with the witnesses after this one, you know, like you know, the 90s or whenever?
Oh, yeah, over the years we did. And and with him in particular, because of some of the things that had happened to him, which, again, it's so complicated and so long to get involved in. You probably know I wrote all the stuff of my Silent Invasion book and go into great detail because there's way too much to talk about. But anyhow, one of the things that was interesting was, so this witness, this fellow, who I got to know very well over the years, he didn't believe in any of these things. He didn't believe in the paranormal. He didn't believe in UFOs. He didn't believe any of these things. After this experience, he began to have various type of paranormal experiences himself, like premonitions of future events that apparently did come true. Until he passed away, you know, we had kept in touch at different times, and he told me many times he wished this thing had never happened to him. But anyhow, I believe the guy, I have no doubt the guy was telling the truth. He experienced something very unusual that night, and it is without a doubt one of the strangest cases maybe ever documented anywhere in the world.
All right, well, now, that aspect of his experience where it seemed almost to open a door to other encounters and activities throughout his life, I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but that happens to a lot of people who are somehow are involved or drug kicking and screaming involvement into this type of phenomena.
That is correct. And once again, you know, having been doing this for a long, long time, I ran into this years and years ago. I'm still dealing with these kind of cases. You may or may not know this. I was probably one of the first in the country to look into alleged abduction cases back in the 60s. You know, again, my first group was founded in 1970, but there was a lot of cases that we had looked into the best we could. You know, the problem is when you're dealing with some of these missing time cases and alleged abduction cases, you can spend days and weeks and months and even years on one case. Well, we just didn't have the capability. We did the best we could. We all had families, full-time jobs. We were doing this out of our own pocket. We could do what we could do. But there's some people even today that I was involved with cases that I'm still in touch with. And it's just intriguing what I've been finding out, really intriguing. So it's confusing, it's complex. There's some similarities with the missing time case and maybe abduction reports, I don't know. So I can just tell you this. A person can be in the right place at the right time, apparently, to have a UFO or Bigfoot equipped encounter, and many people just have a one-time experience. But there's many, many other people I've dealt with for years who from the time they were young children, in some cases they had missing time experiences. They had paranormal experiences going on from the time they were very young. Some of them may have been having some type of a UFO abduction reports. But as time went on throughout their lives, they began to have UFO encounters. They began to have, in some cases, Bigfoot encounters, encounters with the balls of light. Again, all kind of paranormal phenomena. This one person, I've been associated with her now, connected with her since, it's well over probably 45 years. from the time she was little. She was missing, I think she was 8 years old. There was a big search for her in a large wooded area. They found her hours later standing in the middle of the field that they had searched, and she said, I was here the whole time. Since then, she's had all kind of incidents going on. And then her children had experiences throughout their lives, and now her grandchildren are having experiences. And I'm in touch with numerous other people. None of these people know each other. Some of them live within miles of each other. And interestingly, some of these people in the last, let's say, 10, 15 years have all moved in areas close to the Chestnut Ridge, some, and they all know each other, and they live close by. And when we have sometimes this outbreak of phenomena, which I probably didn't even mention to you about what's happened again recently, they'll call me independently without knowing about the others and tell me that they're having an increase in strange activity going on. I think that's very, very fascinating.
All right. Well, okay, you reference new things happening around the Chestnut Ridge area. Fill us in.
Well, it's not just the ridge area where, yes, there's a lot going on. The last few years, you know, I think even since the last time we talked, it's been nonstop reports. This would be the fall, winter of 2021. So generally, the winter time, we normally have a decrease in reports, which is normal because it's cold outside and people are outside looking around. But in the fall and winter of 2021, there was a surge of low-level close-range UFO activity. And then it just kept going. And then there were Bigfoot and cryptid accounts. It's been pretty much nonstop reports right through the last few weeks since that time. But really interestingly, and on occasion, I mean, it's not like you get low-level sightings every day, but we're getting good quality reports in through this whole time period of things you cannot easily dismiss. Many reports of the balls of light, triangular objects, cigar-shaped objects, sometimes rectangular objects, close-up cryptid accounts, and we can talk about some of those besides Bigfoot reports coming in, all kind of things. But then once in a while, you'll get a lull of activity. But anyhow, what's really interesting was all of a sudden, when things were a little quieter, I think it was the end of June, July of this year, on a weekend of July 28th to 30th, all of a sudden, all kind of things broke loose. And it's going on, again, basically it's been going on right through the last few weeks.
We need a break right now, Stan Gordon, and we'll get into more of these cases. It seems it never ends. It sounds to me that if I lived in that part of the country, I'd be in the midst of loads and loads of paranormal phenomena. You wouldn't leave me alone. Stan, Tim, Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The
USA News Update. 20 trucks carrying the first humanitarian aid supplies to Gaza were allowed to pass the border crossing between Egypt and Gaza, which opened briefly Saturday for the first time since Israel sealed it off following the attack by Hamas 2 weeks ago. Aid workers say the shipment, which is just a fraction of the nearly 3,000 tons of aid that have been positioned near the crossing for days, is insufficient to address an unprecedented humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Former President Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, says he'll return to New York next week to testify in a civil fraud trial after his initial court appearance was delayed due to a medical issue. He's scheduled to testify on Tuesday. A judge has ruled that Trump and his businesses committed fraud by falsely inflating and deflating the value of its assets in order to lower taxes and receive better insurance coverage. The Israeli government is increasing its travel warnings, advising its people not to travel to Egypt and Jordan and avoid all non-essential travel to the North African country of Morocco and all Muslim nations. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Loads of phenomena never goes away. Stan Gordon, tell us more.
So, again, that weekend was quite interesting, of July 28th to around the 30th. And, again, these reports coming in from miles apart. So these people, I mean, in other counties, other areas of the state, so these people had no way of knowing about these other reports. So I'll give you a couple examples. So another research associate, Kevin Paul up in Greene County, reported on July 28th, two people walking along the river trail observed two beach ball-sized balls of light about 20 feet apart flying a diagonal formation. The spheres blinked orange away, estimated as moving through the sky at less than 200 feet altitude. Silent objects moved steadily off in the distance. Lots of mystery boom reports coming in. Like, I've never seen, so I get these on occasion. You know, we used to call them skyquakes back in the 60s, but we get these mystery booms where people feel their home shake, animals are upset, and they're very hard to track down. And lots of times there's explanations, anywhere from some type of mining to, in the wintertime you may have a frost quake. And things like that. There's different things. There's certain ammunition that can cause a localized type of loud boom, but it's more of a localized thing. But sometimes these effects are found 20, 30 miles away. And on occasion, like about 2 years ago, we had a huge fireball meteor went over, and it produced a sonic boom. So we knew what that one was. But there have been numerous reports coming in from widespread areas of the state. Some of these are making the local news, some of the papers too, because the authorities are going out and not being able to figure out what they are. So that's kind of interesting. Again, a lot of weird activity in different areas. I mentioned that Area X up there in Fayette County, the Pennsylvania Bigfoot Society calls that area, where a lot of weird things are going on. And here's the interesting one, July 29th. And again, they're up in that area. Some researchers see what appears to be a bright red sphere of light was observed low to the ground. There were two sightings of a strange hominid creature. It was first seen in the vehicle headlights just outside the light to see any good detail. What was seen was a tall figure with a head and eye shine. Later, another witness observed a hunched over figure quickly crossing the road from right to left, described as being very tall and thin, kind of a bluish-gray color with little or no hair. Remind me to tell you the similarity of that to something else I investigated. Once again, many other reports coming in during that time period. I'm just going down. On July 29th, I got a call from a witness who sounded quite shaken. This was out in the Mount Pleasant Township. And that, let's see, that evening he happened to look up. He saw what he described as a massive triangular object. He emitted a bright green-orange glow. It was hovering when he saw it. And he said it suddenly kind of vanished. Moments later, it reappeared again. However, it moved forward a little bit. It was like a electric hum coming from it. The object did this for seconds, and then the third time he watched it disappear and reappear again. He attempted to take pictures with a cell phone. He could see it in the viewer. However, the pictures were only blurred when he came back to take a look at them. And there's sketches of it on my website, by the way. And I'm just going down here because there's so many different reports. It was a very, very strange time for so many people. But there was a lot of activity during that time period. And then it was, I believe, about a week later that another report came in. And I think I may have told about this earlier. This was another black triangle object from the Latrobe area. So I think I did tell you about that one. And but that's where that interesting picture was taken near the Chestnut Ridge as well, back in May of last year. So a lot of oddities going on. But it's been not just Bigfoot reports. And by the way, some of the Bigfoot reports in recent weeks have been very, very intriguing. On the afternoon of, I believe it was August 30th, there was an interesting one up on top of the ridge. We were up there investigating it. So this person's walking dogs around 2:30 in the afternoon. It was a very nice afternoon. And all of a sudden, the big dog suddenly just stopped in his tracks, staring directly into the woods. And about 20 yards away, there's some movement. And the dog begins to growl, but it wouldn't bark. It's looking towards the woods. A witness sat down next to the dog and looked towards the woods. And right there in the tree line, she sees this tall creature about 7 foot tall, covered with a mix of black and brown hair. The arms hung down to the side. And at that point, she just took off with the dogs. Other Bigfoot sightings in recent weeks, August 13th and 14th, I believe we had information on four different Bigfoot sightings in Pennsylvania. All very detailed and very interesting. Here was another one from May 22nd of this year from Fayette County that Jim Brown investigated. This occurred around 11 o'clock at night. The weather was partly cloudy near Fairchance, PA, which is where there have been many reports for years. This property owner, he heard his cattle was stirring as though something was scaring the cattle. He thought it probably was a coyote. He grabs his rifle and he walks outside. And he said, they're standing in the mud with the cows. There's this hairy man about 8 foot tall standing in the muddy area. He didn't fire at it. He fired over its head. He took one shot over its head, and the thing ran off into the woods. So Jim was out there the next day, and if the thing had been there in the mud, the cattle would tramp all the tracks. So there was no evidence whatsoever. All the cattle were accounted for, by the way.
I just want to ask you quickly. So there were no cattle mutilations there then?
That's correct. And they're very, very rare in Pennsylvania, I can tell you that.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Cattle mutilation is something not common whatsoever in this part of the country. We hear very, very rare reports like that. I can tell you that there's something we're looking into. It happened in recent weeks where a lot of odd things are happening in the area. And a person told me that he had numerous chickens overnight disappeared from their farm with no trace of it. No trail, no blood, no feathers, nothing, and no sound. So that's kind of interesting we're looking into.
Well, I know one thing that Christopher O'Brien has mentioned is the possibility that some cattle mutilations, at any rate, might be done by the large players in the meat industry to spook the farmers and maybe get them to give up the business, stop being competitors.
Well, once again, that's something I hardly ever deal with because we don't get the your typical kind of mutilation cases almost never occur in this part of the country. But I can tell you of an interesting case that I looked into. This would have been, still a memory, it's June of 2019. And this, again, is up in the Laurel Highlands, way out in the country. This is a businessman who lived deep in the woods where, again, a lot of people around where he lives, which he doesn't even know about, been reporting a lot of oddities. But it was real early morning, and he happened to go outside to put some trash away, and he saw something lying on his long driveway. When he got up to it, he realized it was the carcass of a dead deer. But what baffled him was the top section of the animal's body was completely untouched. The head and the front legs were all intact. It was the bottom section of the deer's body that looked unusual. The lower part of the carcass was missing. There were no intestines or bones or blood. So anyhow, he returns about an hour later to clean up that mess. When he returns, he can't believe it. The rest of the upper section of the deer carcass that had been untouched was now completely gone. There was only a small amount of intestines on the ground. There was also no blood seen around the carcass. He has no idea, never seen anything like it before.
Now, when you see something like that, aren't we connecting it in any way to this paranormal phenomena, the Bigfoot phenomenon, and, of course, UFOs?
We have no way to know. It's just one of these anomalies. These strange things show up. People report different things. We don't know if it's connected or not, but these are things being reported in areas where some of this other phenomenon is ongoing. But, you know, I mentioned to you a few minutes ago about that whatever it was, that cryptid that looked almost hairless up in that area X just a few months ago. And I don't know if I ever talked to you about this case or not, but it's really interesting.
Let's talk about it in our next segment here. Okay, we're exploring the incredible amount of paranormal phenomena in Pennsylvania, explored over the years by Stan Gordon. So you have Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg, means you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Stan Gordon's with us, talking about lots of weird things going on out there in the world.
So, August of 2017, very interesting case. And the whole point is this, as you'll hear this report, and again, we didn't even have begin to talk about the various cryptid and odd things that are being reported. You have so many different types of entities being reported. Well, we all know there's no way all these creatures could be out there that science would never confirm. At the same time, you've got so many credible people who are seeing these things, you can't just dismiss the reports. There's similarities, there's patterns to it. So here, for example, here's this report. This is August 2017. This is a police officer on patrol who contacted me soon after it happened. I mean, he's in Southwest PA. He's riding down the dark road that night. He sees a ball of very dull white light low to the ground. So this is not the balls of light we're talking about previously. He's sitting and looking at this thing. He's realizing that he had never noticed any type of artificial lighting like this on the ground before. So he stops his patrol car, and he said this is the weirdest thing he's ever seen in his life. He said this ball of light suddenly rose straight up from the ground, and he realized it's the head of a being about 6 feet tall or larger. It was tall and almost skeletal thin. He said when he first observed it, he believes it was lying on its belly on the ground with his head facing toward the road. It then stood up facing the road. In that dark area, he saw the dull light from the glowing head illuminating the upper section of the body of the creature. He said he watched this thing as it turned to the right. The dull illumination from the head lit up the shoulder area. The creature then turned and faced him, then turned to the left, and he said it was the most remarkable speed he had ever seen. He said it moved so fast, he said, that it took off so fast he could only call it abnormal, as fast as anything he'd ever seen. He assumed the creature moved on too lightly that he could not see the lower section of the body. He said this thing was about 6 feet or taller, head was about 8 to 10 inches in diameter, shaped like a ball, but he said it may have been a little more egg-shaped. Light emitting seemed to be just a dull white, illuminated the shoulders, the top of the chest, and the section of the arms. The witness could not see the hands. The chest looked to be about 18 inches across. The waist appeared to be small, but the arms were unusually long. The long limbs looked skeletal with no muscle mass. The skin tone appeared to be kind of a dull grayish blue. He could not see any facial features, but it was hairless. The experience only lasted seconds. When the creature was gone, he pulled his patrol car up, put a spotlight on. There were no tracks on the ground. within weeks, I was getting other reports of some people seeing something similar. And it was the year later, in the fall of 2018, this is kind of on the border between Westmore and Armstrong County, way out in the country. So here's a fellow, and I was there. He lives deep in the woods. His home is in the woods. He lives with deer. He was up behind his house doing some work one evening when he heard these odd bipedal tracks. He knew it was not deer. It didn't sound normal to him. It shook him up a little, decided to get down to his house. So he's in the kitchen. He's sitting at the dining room table. It's 10 feet away from the back door that faces the woods that has no curtains on it. So it's unobstructed. It's just a glass door. As he's looking at the glass door, suddenly he's startled. Crouched down outside the door is this humanoid-shaped being on all fours, on his hands and knees, staring directly at him, 10 feet away. Creature looked like a skeleton covered with all gray skin. No hair. The creature was down on his gray, bony legs. The legs looked similar to the back legs of a greyhound dog. The arms were longer than normal, bony and hairless. The head was round. The neck was small. The head appeared to be on his shoulders. The mouth was closed. The eyes were glowing a dull yellow color. He estimated this thing would stand 6 to 7 feet tall. He could see its spine protruding as it moved. He was stunned by what he saw. He turned around a minute, and when he turned around again, it was scary. It was moving around the side of the house, and that's the last he saw of it. He told me it took him weeks and weeks before he went back in the woods again. Those are the kind of things I'm hearing from very credible people.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't think I'd ever go back out in the woods again if I saw something like that creeping around my house. Especially if I lived in the woods. That'd be the time to pack everything out, up and move.
Well, since that time and after the months after that, around the country, other researchers are getting other similar type reports as well.
Well, the description of that creature reminds me of, oh my gosh, I mean, this happened back in the 60s in California, of the pumpkin-headed creature that was skinny that jumped out in front of a car and then tried to grab the driver through the windshield.
Yeah, I kind of remember something like that. Yeah, there's been strange cases for years and years, but you're hearing more and more about it now because I think, well, a lot of people don't want to be identified. People are a little more willing to talk about these things.
We're going to be concluding our main show in just a few moments, and then we'll have Stan Gordon back for the After the Paracast bonus podcast. But what's your long-term game plan? You've been following this since the 1960s. You've been an investigator longer than you've worked at any job, and probably longer than you were married. So where does it go from here? Do we ever get a resolution?
Well, yeah, I guess you hope that the next phone call comes in is going to be that case is going to help solve the mystery, but you just never know what's going to be called in next. And I've learned a lot about what we're dealing with. There's so much we don't understand. Once again, I don't think anybody understands what we're dealing with, including the government, but I think they're very much aware of it. I think we're dealing with something that's very complex, that more and more data indicates that we're dealing with the fact that these various anomalies, that a lot of the strange phenomena we're dealing with may be somehow interconnected. It's all energy connected, but we're dealing with something that has a physical, non-physical component to it. And I think more and more people now are beginning to realize that there's something else involved in this. And while extraterrestrial might be an explanation for certain reports, I think a lot of what we're dealing with is something else.
And are you saying that something else is interdimensional or what?
Well, I'm using that for lack of a better term because we don't know for sure what else to call it. But we're dealing with something that, again, has a physical, non-physical aspect to it. These things suddenly appear and disappear. They leave evidence and are gone. As some people say, it's like watching a Predator movie. These things, they come and they go. You can't have, again, so many of these strange creature reports from pterodactyl sightings, thunderbirds, out-of-place black panthers that disappear, weird stuff. There's so much going on out there. It's just amazing.
It's always amazing to have Stan Gordon with us covering so much ground. Tell our listeners, please, where, if they want to know more about what you do, where do they check you out?
My website is stangordon, GORDON.info, stangordon.info. There's email addresses and phone numbers they can reach me at. While I do mainly in PA, I do get calls from all over the country and talk to people and try to compare information. My latest book is called Creepy Cryptids and Strange UFO Encounters of Pennsylvania. I go into great detail about a lot of these newer cases and older cases in that book. There are creature reports in there that I guarantee people have never heard of before. The Silent Invasion book is the one that goes into great detail about the events of 73 with all the weird UFO Bigfoot connection. And my other books are all available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Any new books coming out?
No, I'm too busy babysitting grandkids and investigating current cases at the moment.
Are the grandkids old enough to join you?
No, they're all youngsters right now, but maybe someday, you never know.
Have a new generation of paranormal hunters from Stan Gordon at the beginning of the chain. You can find us on Twitter or X or whatever they want to call it this week, Threads, and Facebook as the Paracast. So check out the Paracast on any of those three places, and others I'm sure will come along and we'll join them too. We're not on TikTok. Not sure that benefits us or not. You can also buy branded merchandise, 4 logos to choose from, if you go to the Paracast.store or the Paracast.shop. Either way gets you to the same place, and we offer t-shirts and throw pillows and caps. Again, with your choice of 4 logos, choose the logo you want, the Paracast.store, the Paracast.shop. And don't forget the Paracast Plus at the Paracast.plus for fast sign-up. We feature the bonus, exclusive, unique After the Paracast podcast. I get enough words in there where you never know what's going to happen next. We also give you this show free of the network ads with better quality audio. Check the Paracast.plus. And by the way, if you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, you get a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime memberships to Paracast.plus. As always, Stan Gordon, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me on.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.